Welcome to our pre-show here for our show, Sunday night live streaming and Monday night download. And I just, for those of you that don't know what's going on, you probably do by now, maybe, but it was an incredible end to the, and this is coming from a guy that was boycotting the games because of concussions. But, you know, I couldn't stay away from the playoff games for love or money, so there you go. The Vikings were done. They had lost the game. They had just a few seconds left, I think 3 seconds or something, 4 seconds. The Saints had come back from 17 points down. I hadn't really even watched the game. I was catching it at the end. I was coming into the studio to get ready to do the show. And the Saints scored on a late field goal, which made it kind of capped an incredible comeback. An incredible comeback. They would have been the first team since last year's. There's only two teams that have come from 17 points back in the playoffs to win. I think, and it was last year's Patriots in the Super Bowl, and then it would have been this year's New Orleans Saints, except with just those few seconds left and, you know, the Hail Mary. And I suppose you could call that a Hail Mary. It was caught by the Viking receiver. He ran into the end zone with no time left on the clock, and suddenly Minnesota wins. And the TV exploded. I was sitting looking at stuff. You know, this game's over. You know, it's going to be the Eagles and Saints. And I look up and I hear whoever the hell it was, Jim Nance. Wasn't Jim Nance. It was whoever it was a Fox 11 guy, just coming unglued. And it reminded me, remember I was telling you about the Hail Mary? It was only similar in that it was that dramatic. The Hail Mary was completed with enough time left on the clock for the Vikings to take the ball. And I got to tell you, it's almost divine justice that the Vikings, who were the victims of that Hail Mary years and years and years ago, 40-plus years ago, come up with their own Hail Mary. The Hail Mary that happened in 1975, you'd have to go back and look at it. You can't even to this day really see how he caught the ball. People think he pushed off. If you look at the replay, no, he didn't. Minnesota fans will tell you to this day that Pearson, I think it was Preston Pearson, pushed off. He did not. But that having been said, it was an incredible turnaround, and the Cowboys went on to win the game. There was just enough time on the clock for Minnesota to take the field and to be completely distracted as Fran Tarkenton was pissed off. He was screaming at the referees. He wasn't concentrating on leading his team. He really came apart. And if you ever want to know why Fran Tarkenton never won a Super Bowl, take a look at the last few minutes of that game. I mean, he was very un-quarterback-like. He just was not in the fucking game. So here we are all these years later, and a pass not unlike the pass to Preston Pearson. This one goes to the Viking receiver, and it's the Saints who were caught thinking they had the game in the bag, figuring that they were going to knock the pass down, only it didn't get knocked down. And instead it got caught, and it got run into the end zone, and it counted for a touchdown, and the whole goddamn place came unglued. What am I trying to do here? I know that that's their brand new stadium there in Minnesota. I've never been in it. I was at the Metrodome when I lived there. I saw a Minnesota Gopher game. I never saw any Viking games. The year I was in Minneapolis, the Vikings did go to the playoffs against the New York Giants on the road, and I think they lost pretty quickly. They were out of the playoffs. But it was not a very fun place to go watch a football game. And then they decided to build this new stadium. I think Lauren, when she went back to visit her friends, saw a Viking game there at the Gopher Stadium. Now, what am I looking for? Am I looking for a hockey game, maybe? It's hotter than fuck in this goddamn studio because it's been warm in L.A. or Southern California or whatever the hell you want to call us. Look at this, Australian Open. Oh, the Australian Open's on. Well, that's a tennis tournament, right? Maybe we'll put it on that. Maybe we'll put it on that. It's probably live, too. The Australian Open, because it's the middle of summer there. Australian Open, ESPN2, live from Australia. It looks like it's indoors. All right. I'm fucking sweating like a pig. So that was nuts. That's why I had all that post-game shit on. So I thought I'd have Vernon Dozier on, and I had Vernon tweet out that he'd rather be making sandwiches than go through a football game like that as a coach. But I think he probably has gone through that. Now, what's with this printer, man? Is it all done? Okay, the printer doesn't work anymore. Okay, great. It's time for a new printer. I was giving it every opportunity to write itself, giving it every opportunity to, you know, but it's just not getting it done here. All right, so I got it now. I understand. It is definitely, maybe what I'll have to do is maybe I'm probably going to do a reboot. I had to bloody well reboot it, you know, is what I had to do. I find it interesting that this usually doesn't happen. The phone and the desktop are generally in sync, you know, but one is a little bit slower than the other today, and it's kind of wild, to be honest with you. You know, it's something I don't usually see, but anyway, that is as it should be.
Yeah, Phil, it's great to be with you. I don't want to hit this too hard, but I can't hear my... Turn the goddamn volume. There you go. Yeah, Phil, I this is Ted Bell, and I want to tell you, first of all, I like being on your show, but I don't like being on your show that much.
All right, Vernon, what's up?
Well, Phil, how are you? I'm Vernon Doyle. I'm doing great.
And Jay, how are you?
Phil, it's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Right now, we're out doing some flare dropping. We're looking at possible speeders. And, of course, I've been going over some of the computer readouts and some of the computer readouts we've been getting from Hawaii concerning the new nuclear strike.
Well, there wasn't a nuclear strike.
No, I know that, but...
Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Do we want to... 1-2-1-2-1-2. No, we don't want to do that. Test 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8.
Well, Phil, it seems like forever we haven't been on the air. What was happening on Friday?
Well, we did a best of commercials. I was in the middle of having to go into L.A. and back and forth. And why don't you turn that goddamn... Oh, look at this, man. Take that gate off, man. We do not want the gate on. I wish I could take that. There. Take that post-fucking shit off. You got it on the...
I can tell you the movie of the week. Jesus.
Yeah, that was a kung fu movie. That was pretty good.
Well, it was with Jay. I know Jay's going to be with us here. It was with Jay Santos, and he's telling me about all this Ching Ling.
Frank heard that and said it was decidedly... again, Phil, I don't want to... You know, I know you get an awful lot of feedback from the audience on how Margaret's a big prude. No, I'm not a big prude. But when you come up with something like Ching Ling... when you come up with something like Ching Ling and you expect me not to say something, is that it?
I don't know what I expect.
Well, Phil...
Phil, you don't start to, you know...
Yeah, Ching Ling.
Ching Ling pushes... Phil, Ching Ling just pushes it over the edge for me. Oh, there goes Serena Williams.
Now, Serena is the... Who's the great one?
It's Serena.
No, it isn't. It's Venus.
That's right. It's Venus.
Well, who... What... It is. It's Venus. She's the one who's really... Well, they're both great. But I think Venus has won more single titles than Serena. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Titans have offered head coach Mike Mularkey a contract extension, as well they should. What about that Titan game? They played... Who'd they play? They played the... New England. Never had a chance. That's another one Coach Dozier will regret. Here's the... I don't know if you're looking at... Here it is again. Here's the play. See? The New Orleans backs were just out of position. Here's the pass. The young New Orleans back is going to come up. He tries them. He misses him because he doesn't want to interfere. And what happens is the guy catches it and goes in for the score. And that's what Deion Sanders was saying. Here's the kid that they think was the defensive back that missed the play. You know, Deion Sanders was saying the kid fucked up and that there's no excuse and all this shit. I don't know. The last thing I want to do is create is cause a pass interference penalty. But hey, I don't play football. I don't know. That's rough. Pretty rough. How you doing there, Thunder?
Hey, Thunder, Wendy.
Thunder's got on a winter coat. She's a big furry snowshoe cat. And it's warm today, and I feel sorry for her, man, because...
Yeah, that's a good girl.
Yeah, she went outside, man. She's going to cool off. It's hot in the house now, but it's cool outside. Whew. The hardest goddamn things in the world for me right now is losing this fucking last 30 pounds. I'm telling you, it's a fucking bit. Well, one of the problems is, I'm out to dinner last week with a couple of clients, with DJ, when I had to blow off the dinner with Don and went out to dinner with Maria, and that kind of stopped the diet right there. Because what are you going to do, man?
Could I have a salad? I mean,
I wasn't pigging out or anything, but you're reading what's on the menu, so...
Well, what was that, Phil? Did you...
Yeah, did you have fish and cream sauce or something?
No, I didn't have cream sauce.
Cream sauce, I'm sure.
Does everything with you, Bud, have to be a vulgarity? A vulgarity of uncommon extremity?
Huh?
Oh, you little...
Huh? What?
Bud, you're crude, you're rude, you're lewd. You're good, and then you're bad.
You say I'm good and bad.
Yes, you're good and bad. That's Italian for good.
And then there's Gouda cheese. Yeah, I was going to say there's Gouda cheese.
Oh, is there Gouda cheese? Well, isn't that...
And that's the other thing. So then Saturday, I'm way back on the fucking calories on Saturday so that I could get back. And then so by Sunday, you know, I kind of, you know, which is today, I'm kind of bringing it back up to speed. But yesterday, I pushed the calories way back. I mean, I probably only had about 1,000 calories yesterday. I mean, this is the only way that I've... This is the only thing that's been successful for me in losing weight is counting calories. Everybody tells me, look at the fiber content. That's what you, you know, or fat-free foods. That's what you ought to do. I don't know. It probably works for a lot of folks. You know, Weight Watchers. I did Weight Watchers when I was married years ago. I did Weight... It worked. It was great. Counting calories and Weight Watchers is not too different. I mean, they're in the same ballpark. To be honest with you, counting calories is easier. You don't have to join a fucking club. You know, you don't have to pay a fee to join some goddamn thing, you know. So the other thing that Weight Watchers does and that I've started to do is, and maybe this is the difference, this could be the difference, is they don't count fruits and vegetables as having caloric, you know, not, they don't have caloric content, but significant caloric content. So there's no point. No points allotted to fruit and vegetables, which I've started to do with the calories. I just don't count them as having calories. Now, yeah, there are fruits that have calories, but whoever heard of getting fat on apples, okay? I mean, whoever heard of getting fat on lettuce? If anything, that stuff is fibrous, and it, you know, helps you push all the fat out of your system. So that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's a zero. And maybe that's it. You know, maybe I shouldn't be doing that because I sure as shit didn't do it the first time I was dropping the weight. Song called I hope I don't last. Oh, I hope it don't last. Meaning our love. I hope it don't last. Showing this thing ad nauseum. Why wouldn't they? Now who's this?
Who the fuck is what?
They had like the Grand Master just mixing with Nixon. Melbourne is where the Aussie Open is. And we got Williams against Benzik. Williams, who's American, and Benzik in ranked fifth, and Benzik is unranked from Switzerland. Oh, so it is. It's Venus. It's Serena Williams, right? I don't fucking... Which one is it, man? Oh, that's Serena. Okay. Or no, that's Venus. No, it's fucking Serena. Venus is taller and skinnier. So you are dialed in, man, to our live stream here for this Sunday night. The 14th of January. Tomorrow is, today is also the 15th, because what we're doing is, as I said, this is a live stream that we're playing back. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, is a visit from the Federals. That's right. That's right. The Federals, we're being audited. And that is, you know, I probably should have expected that. It's the first time in my entire life. But I suspect, and I don't claim a home office. It's one of the reasons why I moved our office and our broadcasting out of the house to a separate facility. So that, you know, I can't say that that's the reason for the audit, but I've always suspected in the past, and I know that I was told by my other accountant, no, I would never do that because that's a red flag for an audit. But this is for 2015. And I think that it was before we actually moved everything 100%. But hey, it's not against the law. It's just that when you claim a home office the government goes, yeah, right. That's basically what they say. Oh, uh-huh. So, trying to, you know, have your house pay for itself, is that it? But, I mean, if it's a legitimate home office, it's a legitimate fucking home office. And I'll tell you something, there's nobody in business anywhere that had a more legitimate home office than me. I mean, a whole floor of my house, two-story house, one floor of it taken over by a business. And I'm telling you, everything from merchandise to, you know, bookkeeping to, you know, show logs and everything, man. I mean, you know, record keeping. And that was in one room, and then the other, we had a studio. So I got tired of that shit. I got tired of that shit, man. God damn, Australia. They're showing Australia. It looks like it's raining. It's overcast. It looks misty. It looks like shit. Looks like they're getting some... This is in Melbourne. That is on the East Coast. And it looks like in the midst of summer, they get themselves squalls and all kinds of dog shit weather, just like our East Coast does, you know? Why don't they have it out where the desert is? Isn't that the West? Perth? Huh? Perth? Yeah. Do you carry one? Geez, here we go again. Here's the kid that caught the pass.
Well, I don't know. It was wild. It just was crazy. But I saw the ball come down, and all of a sudden it's in my hands. You know.
So what do you think about being in football as opposed to being in brain surgery, anything like that?
Well, you know, I thought about brain surgery, and then I thought, no one really gives a flying fuck. And I thought football. You know, hey, there's a few people watching, and you know, the money's better. As good as it is in brain surgery, it's better here in football. So I gotta go. My agent is hanging around at the door and bothering people. We're also going to do, as you like to hear them, Donald Trump today. What a fucking weekend with that guy. Christ almighty. Never a dull moment, man. I think Donald Trump is proving, though, that we can have, as a president, a admitted, openly racist, stupid president. And maybe, of course, we haven't survived. Maybe we can still survive it. We haven't yet. I mean, we still have, well, if he has his way, 7 more fucking years of this shit. Who knows where we'll be then? Who knows whether we'll have a fucking country? I ain't kidding. I mean, I suspect we will, but I think we're going to have to do battle with these authoritarian, these people who would rather just live with an authoritarian leader than mess with this democracy shit anymore, because democracy's not exactly taking them where they want to go. It's all that people vote stuff, and you don't get your way, and other people get their way, and they can't have that shit. Chris Fowler and Chrissy Everett are in Australia, and they're crammed into those little booths. Why do they do that in tennis? They cram them into these little booths so their faces are right on top of the camera.
I just don't understand, you know? I've tried. God knows I've tried.
No, man. Oh, there you go. Oh, fuck. I thought I had it. Now, some people may think I need to put batteries in this. No, it's not the batteries. What I need is a brand new remote. I think there's been somewhere along the line coffee and shit spilled on it. And as the result of that, you know those hairless cats? They got no hair. They're the ugliest goddamn cat you ever saw in your life. What's the story? Why did they breed a cat like that? What? Why? What's the fucking deal there? No fucking hair. You'd have to really take care of an animal like that. Can't be in the sun, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, no, man. No, 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 no. No, dude. No, man. Where's the goddamn thing? What the fuck is this? I don't like long motherfucking emails, you know? I guess I've got a lot of, you know, peccadillos, if they're called that. I don't like long goddamn emails. It makes me think that there's something wrong, you know? There we go. This is for who, man? 115? Okay. You know what I mean, don't you? You know where I'm coming from, right? Steelers, most points allowed in postseason franchise history. Jesus. And they were bitching about Roethlisberger throwing his coach under the bus. I don't know if that was... I bet maybe he was frustrated. I don't know. They said, what about a quarterback sneak? What do you think about that on that fourth down or third down? How do I get rid of this goddamn thing? Come on. Delete. There you go. Delete, motherfucker. Delete. How about close? That's what I want to do. Close.
Boink.
D, motherfucker, D.
What battery?
D, motherfucker. Let me see them shits, man. I want to make sure they're not fucking expired. No, not C, motherfucker, D, motherfucker, D. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Beautiful thing, Phil, is that you can always go back and you can edit. What is FileZilla doing here? What the fuck is this?
No.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, man.
Hi, this is Dennis Miller, and I want to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Red Circle Sports, right here on Podcast One. I'll be recapping the weekend's most exciting sports stories, and I'll bring them to you every Tuesday. Plus, hear me chat with some of my favorite sports industry guests like Rich Eisen. So be sure to subscribe to Red Circle Sports with me, Dennis Miller, on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate, review, and share. Be there or be square.
Yeah, that's true. I keep forgetting to tell people to do that. Shut up. God, that was fucking obnoxious. Oh, wrong, dude. Wrong, motherfucker, wrong. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Little Red Hen. I'm Phil. Sounds like shit. Fuck it. All right, here we go, man. Motherfucker, here we go.